Hi, I'm Simon Allaby from Turn the Page. Find out more at turnthepage.co.uk. The list of goods purchased by Peter Murrell using embezzled SNP funds reads like the items on the Generation Game conveyor belt: a Nintendo Switch, a selection of video games, a necklace, a Miele coffee machine, a luxury Bremont watch, a selection of DVDs, a GoPro camera, a onesie. The list goes on and on. Sadly, Murrell wasn't a finalist on a game show, but abusing his position as treasurer to steal. He wasn't the first, and he won't be the last. No wonder the Bible warns against the love of money as a root of all kinds of evil, and urges us to be content with what we have. In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, the writer prays that God would give him neither poverty nor riches, but only my daily bread. Why? Because poverty might lead him to steal, and riches to a life not dependent on God. Jesus once cautioned a rich young man that his love of wealth was preventing him from entering the kingdom of heaven. He told his followers that they couldn't serve God and money. They had to choose one or the other. Murrell made his choice and will now have to pay the price. What will we choose?